listener production.
Oh, damn. What's that stink? Twisties? Oven sausage rolls and potato gems? And other foods of the yellow variety? That's right. We're visited once again by those crazy LAN party boys as they get up to mischief and do other things on this week's episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. Check it out.
Oh, he's gone Radiohead. He's gone full Radiohead with it.
Fuck yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Can you throw in some of his back of the cupboard stuff?
How was periods one and two, boys?
Mrs. Mathers is a fucking slave driver, man.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really good.
Slave driver.
I had a lot of fun. I learnt about trigonometry.
Yeah.
It's hard to get my head around, like a triangle. So it's like a triangle and one side can...
45 degrees.
Yeah, it can help you learn about another side.
Right angle, triangle, 45 degrees in the corner.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
No,
man.
But then it's like if you know the length of two of them and you know that it's a 45 degree, you can work out the length of the long bit.
Yeah, perpendicular triangles, really cool. Man. It's actually not that. That stuff to me is a fucking breeze.
I'm finding
with the first two periods of this year that I'm honing in on my expertise and crafts with the electives I'm choosing, I'm now starting to excel.
Yeah. What have you chosen this year?
Philosophy.
Who's your favourite philosopher? Mine's Kant.
Kant?
Immanuel.
Yeah. Mine's probably John Butler.
Yeah, that's really powerful.
What's wrong with that? You seem furious.
It's just a good answer.
Yeah, zebra. Zebra, what do you think zebra's about? Answer. What do you think zebra's about?
I don't know.
It's about the yin and the yang of life.
That's really good.
And I'm also doing digital photography.
I have a coffee table that's a yin-yang shape.
Yeah, nice. I've got a necklace after, that I got on eBay.
After watching Fight Club, which changed my life.
Yeah.
In terms of just the way I see the bullshit now.
Have you seen Fight Club?
Yep.
How cool. Okay, what happens at the end?
Yeah, what's the twist?
What's the twist with Brad Pitt's character?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
And Edward Norton. I'll give you a clue. Edward Norton and Brad Pitt's character are... What?
Well, Brad Pitt's not alive.
Kind of.
I can't tell whether he's seen it based on that.
Yeah.
I really like it. I thought it was really cool when
Meatloaf's in it.
Yeah, he's really cool in it.
He has tits.
Yeah, it's part of the plot. Now,
just keep going.
I just love it. And I don't have to talk about it. I don't have to prove myself.
It's really quite thoughtful.
What's the first rule of Project Mayhem?
Don't talk about it.
Kind of.
Sorry, it checks out. I'll let you slide on this occasion.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, what I'm trying to do with my electives as well is try and take the opportunity to use it to get some of my VCEs tagged off because I'm going to try and excel it into career.
You're doing a one and two.
I'm doing three fours. I'm doing one or two.
You can't do three fours in ten.
Yeah.
Yeah, the normal, the average.
They were like, we would really like you to, but the government won't allow us for me. They wanted me to do 3-4 drama because we're like, if we get you up and represent the school as with your dramatic monologues, that might get the school more funding because you're elite at it as far as acting goes.
And they said to me,
they offered me drama captain in year 10 and I turned it down because there were some great year 11s who deserved it for this year.
They said to me, doing a VCD 1 and 2 would be a waste of your time. That's what the vice principal VCD. Said to me. Yeah, visual communication and design. Visual communication and design. They said that would be a waste of time. They said your skills with Photoshop 2.0 at a level that even Mr. Tagliabue was like, fuck. He was like, this shit. I did a concept for a Toy Story 3 poster.
Oh, I saw that. That was really good.
Yeah. And I was doing shit like I was using Gushy and Blur, and I was doing RGB noise. I was putting grain, and the way I was doing it.
Did you do real graffiti and then, or was that all on the computer? The graffiti effect under the toys.
This is the thing, right? This is why the teachers have needed to pull me aside and go, "Hey, we're just going to back off." We're just going to back off, let you do your thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They said, this isn't a Steiner school. This is a regular Catholic regional college. But for you, in terms of your ability, and we want to see you succeed, we just need to back off because I'm doing shit like in my media class.
Well, the way you did the three is graffiti, like they'd added the three.
Well, this is the thing, yeah. In my media class, right? Mm. So I'm doing fine art, visual communication and design, media. Three that will, traditionally will bring my enter score down. I'm excelling at such a level that they are predicting, mid-90s, which maybe doesn't sound that high, but considering the path I'm going down is actually fucking unbelievable. So I'm taking photos in media, right? I'm doing the painting in fine art of the three, taking the photos in media and then using those photos in my VCD project.
How are you doing three?
Project.
What are you talking about? It's the first day of school. It's the first day of year 10. How is that possible?
I did
this in year 9? What are you talking about?
No. I live four steps ahead.
So what's literally happened?
So for me, I'm predicting how this year is going to play out.
What's happened so far, literally?
He did a Toy Story 3 poster last year.
For year 9 digital media or whatever.
For year 9 digital media.
Yeah.
I did a poster for Chicken Run.
I also broke down the narrative structure of the Christopher Nolan film Memento.
What?
For media.
Oh, okay.
What did you do?
So I analyzed the film and I went, because I watched that film and I was like, Dad was fucking, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. Yeah. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
You didn't get it?
No, I got it. By the end, I got it, obviously. It's very clear.
I'm glad you caught up, yeah.
Have you guys seen The Matrix?
Yes. And Reanimated and Animatrix and Revolutions.
The Wachowskis are the 21st century George Lucas.
Oh, okay. To put it plainly.
To put it bluntly, actually.
Shot in Sydney, beautiful Sydney.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I watched it for the first time over the holidays. I thought it was so good.
It has, you'd actually like it. It has shades and references to religious.
Well, yeah, I watched it at church.
Yeah, yeah, he's computer Jesus in some ways.
It's simplistic, but yeah.
I was being simplistic, so.
But just be careful with that because, like, it's important to not, if you reduce things to its base, then you lose the what would the word be, the gradient.
I want you to say that to a master chef making a jus. I would love to hear you say that to a master chef making a jus,
because they often, like, they don't know what they're doing until towards the end of the season.
I'm not talking about the show Master Chef.
It's like the biggest show on television at the moment. So
no, I'm talking about a chef working at an expert level.
I will tell you because I'm doing VCE home economics, home and cooking.
Are you?
Yeah, because it's a bludge, man.
Well,
it's a bludge.
Well, I don't come Seriously. To school to bludge, but the reason I got a job at KFC after school was because...
He got it for you.
Yeah. I remember they got you the job.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
But you work at the front and I chose to work in the back as a cook, as a chef. And the reason I did that was because I was like, the way my brain works, I learn on the job.
Let's test you. How do you make a zinger?
How do you make a zinger? All right. We're from scratch.
Yeah.
So first of all, you go into the fridge. You get the pre-marinated zinger breast fillets. You put them in the flour that contains the 11 herbs and spices.
Which are?
Well, I can't say. I've sworn an oath to God.
They don't let staff members know.
They don't let every staff member know. What I'll tell you
do
that.
You know? Do you know them?
I know what the 11th one is. I know the one that no one else knows.
Yeah, what?
If I tell you, you boys have to swear to me on your fucking lives.
I don't think I can do that.
You have to swear on God. You have to swear on God.
I don't want to know the...
Because he will smite you if you break this. And do you want to be smit?
No, I don't want to know the 11th herb. I don't think I can.
It's MSG. Now, if you fucking tell a soul, you're dead.
I can't.
Did you?
I can't handle this. Yeah.
I know the 11th.
Anyway, you got a double coat. You got a flour, water, flour again. Put it in the deep fryer. And then a zinger burger, standard zinger burger, bread, mayo, lettuce, zinger fillet, bread.
Do you guys want to know how I make a milkshake at Dairy Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do 2 scoops of ice cream, but with the small scoop. We do milk and then we do 2 squirts of whatever flavor. And if they want to mix, we do 1 squirt of each.
Pretty basic. That's what I expect. That's what I tend to do at home when I'm crafting with my desserts.
Yeah.
What do you craft?
So what I'll do, and if I'm studying for one of my classes, I'll put an Oz on.
Mm.
Oz.
Yeah, I've seen
it. Which is, you'll see it eventually. It's an art house TV series.
No, I watched season one. I felt like season one gave me everything I needed out of that show. So I felt no desire to continue watching it.
Name the worst thing that happens in season one of Oz.
Well, there's the big prison break at the very end of season one, which is pretty full on.
Yes, that is true. There is a prison break at the end of season. It's on SBS on Monday nights, 9 p.m.
I've seen Prison Break. That also has a prison break at the end of season one.
And Channel 7.
The guy from...
Why don't you flick over to SBS now and then?
The detective from Law & Order SVU falls in love.
We don't get...
That's in like season 5, man.
No, I'm pretty sure it happens in season 1.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I've only seen season 1.
Christopher Maloney doesn't come in for a while.
We don't get SBS at my house.
What are you talking about?
It's because we
it's one of the public...
It's free. Yeah, no, it's because we live up the hill. The quality of the transmission is really bad.
Sometimes.
That's why I don't watch South Park. That's why I couldn't keep up to date with South Park with you guys, because the quality of the transmission was bad on the hill.
South Park's actually quite juvenile. I don't think you're missing out on much. I hope in years to come that they drop the potty mouth and the farting and the joking there and they sort of come into themselves a bit more.
The other subject I'm doing is legal studies because for the transition into law. So I'll be doing drama. They wouldn't let me do drama to the level. I went in and performed a bit of Shakespeare for the drama teacher, Miss Pouncett, and then also the principal of the school. And they went, just step outside for a minute. And they brought back and said, we can't facilitate the skills you have. So they're just like, just wait until you get year 12 and then we'll get you back in. You'll get a 50, like just shoo in straight in 50 for drama.
And can I just say your performance
which one?
Urinetown Junior was so strong.
It was good. I had some notes.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought, nah, let him make the mistakes.
I'd love to hear your notes.
I don't think it's going to benefit you telling you, pointing out your flaws.
You've
got a couple of habits.
Did you just hear?
You've got a couple of habits that I don't think you're aware of.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. You do this with your hands when you're just standing there, not doing anything. And I was like, that's not a character thing. Bobby Strong would never do that. That's a Broden thing. And he's not aware of it. Your thumb across your fingers.
What other performance? What other performance have you seen me do that in?
When you were in Noises Off, your character also did that.
It was Noises Off Junior.
Noises Off Junior,
where they cut the second half.
They cut the second act because we just couldn't afford to turn the set.
And at Urinetown Junior, I didn't know that Urinetown was about toilets and urine because they cut all of that from Urinetown Junior.
Yeah, and also they changed the name to You're in Town.
Y-O-U-R-E. And they're just charging for... I didn't know what rooms they were charging for. It was odd to cut all the urine references.
Some of the feedback I got from teachers who went and saw that show, Miss Morris, English teacher, from some of the science teachers, saying how moved with my performance.
I thought you were amazing, yeah.
Forgive me if I take the feedback of people who see every musical or play this show has put on for the last 20 years, okay?
This show.
Aside from what you think is right and what you think is wrong.
What do you mean by this show?
The shows that I've been in.
Oh.
The Urinetown Noises Off. Forgive me if I take the feedback of teachers who see it every year.
The Crucible Junior.
Yeah.
The Crucible Junior was really powerful.
Yeah. How the West was warped.
How the West was warped.
Junior.
It is a junior
show.
It's already a junior show.
Yeah, there's no junior.
I know.
Back in the 80s.
Fiddler on the Roof Junior. Your portrayal of an old man who Topple. Can't... Yeah, who can't... Your portrayal of an old man who can't accept... Who can't accept the prejudice and the changing nature of his time. Mm. When you played that at 13 in Fiddler on the Roof Junior.
It felt quite lived in.
The teachers loved it.
Yeah, the only problem for me was, again, even with that character, you were doing this thing with your... See, the fact that you're unaware of it even now as we speak...
Because I don't
is,
do it.
...is actually a concern...
I think you want me to be doing
it
that.
It concerns me... for your future in the performing arts, because if you're not able to take that criticism and go, yep, correct, you're right, I do that, I understand, I accept, I'm going to work on that.
Do you know the drama schools that I've already done short courses for? Do you know that?
No.
Not NIDA. MTC.
That is one of the top.
MTC. VCA. I've paid all of them via parental support $300 to $400 for 2-week courses in the break.
Also, I don't want to, like... I'm sorry to be rude, Mark, but he was also like second or third in consideration for a Rev ad.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to bring that up.
Well,
but...
no, yeah. Well, I'm actually, you know, the principal's daughter, Marnie. She's actually in Saddle Club.
Yeah.
And at the moment is considering my proposition of dating her.
Yeah. I've seen Marnie. She gives the energy of someone who will go on to be in Warnie the... Channel 9 teleplay. Sorry.
Should we talk about our electives?
Yeah, you more? Talk about your electives.
I'm going to be doing music. I'm going to be doing music.
What do you play?
Vocal, which is an instrument.
What's your...
Vocal is an instrument.
Oh, no, I believe that. What is your vocal range? How many octaves can you sing?
Well, I mean, I've got a vocal range of 3.5 octaves.
That's a lot.
Isn't that like Mariah Carey?
It's Mariah Carey. That is in the Mariah Carey. But I'm really shaky in the bottom octave and a half. And I'm really like weak in the top octave and a half. But I do have 3.5 octaves. But my main focus at the moment is I'm really struggling with jazz rhythm. Because it's like you don't just go...
Syncopation.
Yeah, you don't just go... Da 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 da. You got to go like da 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 da.
You'll get it. Well, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't play any instruments, but I've read most music theory books, so I understand the theory and the.
What do you mean by most?
The fabric of just most of that are available in the library.
Oh, in the library.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Listen, I would recommend.
I know there's a lot.
Yeah, because they've been writing, like, music theory is thousands of years old.
I'm just saying I've read most of what's available to me. I'm only one man.
Yeah. Can I just... I'm happy to sit down with your parents and have this chat directly, but I recommend at least becoming proficient or passable with at least one instrument because it will expand your brain in directions you didn't know you were capable of expanding.
Chop Suey. You like that song?
Love to eat it. Love to play it.
You know that song?
Yeah.
By System of a Down?
Yeah.
Man produced that. His name is
Rick Rubin. I know.
Correct. That man doesn't know how to work a desk. That man, do you even know what I mean when I say desk?
Yes, I do.
He is all about vibe. He is all about.
I just recommend that you should learn. Just learn the piano.
I'm more about people. I don't have time to waste on it, man. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, my days are full, man. And yeah, I could do that because.
What are you doing all day? Talk me through a day of yours that you're so full.
Well, I wake up pretty early.
Mm,
I wake up at 7:30 in the morning because school starts at 8:30.
Do you live near school?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Oh, like, you know.
Do you bus or walk?
A bus. Well, it's a combination of walking and busing. So I walk to the bus stop.
Yeah.
That's about a 5-minute walk. Bus is about 25 minutes. And then I get in. So I wake up early, right? And I have my egg on toast, you know, that I have to cook myself because my parents are actually like, you're old enough to learn those skills now. And I am.
How do you cook an egg?
Boil it to perfection. 3.5 minutes on just as the water is starting to simmer. And I'll tell you right now, you'll have an egg like you've never had before in your life, in your fucking life. I can make my own mayonnaise.
Okay.
Hollandaise too, if I choose. Need the weekend for that. That shit is time consuming.
I can do my own stir fry. I can do a stir fry.
Yeah, that's child's play, man.
Oh, let me take
you
both.
The wok does half the work.
My favorite dish to prepare is nachos.
Oh, yeah. Do you do it with baked beans?
No. Mine pretty basic. I'll go just some CC's or Doritos.
Yeah,
tasty cheese if is important. If I'm in a hurry, microwave. If not, I'll do an oven bake.
Do you do oven nachos? I do CC's, depends baked on time. Beans, salsa and tasty cheese.
Salsa's really good too. Really widens the flavor palette.
Yeah. So I'm doing music. And then I'm doing psychology instead of science. I'm doing 1-2 psychology instead of science.
Yeah.
We're going to learn about the Stanford Prison Experiment this week.
Are you doing psychology?
Yeah.
What am I thinking?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
Yeah. You need to be working a little harder then.
I haven't even done a single class in it yet.
Well, maybe you should have. I read all the textbooks before we even started.
What do you mean by all the textbooks?
Just not every textbook.
I'm sorry, I've been challenging you a lot.
Just all the textbooks that I had to purchase because...
I didn't have time to read this summer. I was too busy taking in culture.
Oh, what did you do?
I saw 9 movies.
Oh, yeah.
I did it in between Chase and Tail, but...
Chased a lot of Tail and was successful.
Oh, you guys are
I had sex 25 times.
I've got to slow down. I would say I had the sluttiest summer I've had in quite a while.
Yeah. How much sex did you have?
I had sex only 4 times, but with a lot of different people.
Because I only had sex 23 times.
Sorry, can I just drill down on that? When did you have that surgery?
Pardon?
To your penis?
That was 6 months ago.
Oh, right. So good recovery time. Sick.
As soon as I was ready, I was like, because it fucking like, I got blue balls like I've never had before.
I had blue balls. Yeah, blue ball. Yeah.
You got to release it. It's bad for the brain, bad for the heart. That's why I have a glass of wine at dinner every night.
Oh, yeah.
I got a couple of different partners at the moment. Girl from St. Helena.
Do they all know? Are you practicing?
I think we're all pretty open and mature about
monogamy?
The situation. Yeah.
Ethical non-monogamy?
What's ethical non-monogamy?
Oh, dude. Are you? Fuck, man, this guy. I feel sorry for you because it is unrealistic to expect one person to be able to give you everything that you need. That is unrealistic. You know, everyone has two parents for a reason. Every person, every single person has two parents for a reason. One cannot do the job. I've seen kids with one parent. They're fucked, man. Fucked.
And you, this 16-year-old has some pretty out there theories and opinions.
Yeah, they're fucked, man.
That's a really full-on thing to say.
They're not balanced like me.
How did you come to this?
How did I come to this?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
This theory.
Well, I tried dating. I tried being, you know, I tried the traditional, you know, which really is just a... It's just capitalism, man. That's just the government being like, buy a house, have a kid, keep the economy going.
Yeah. Do you know during the Iraq war that the Americans...
Yes.
Do you know they took all the... What am I going to say?
They took all the oil.
Fuck.
It's a lot like 1984.
They did it for oil.
It's like 1984.
What is like 1984? Like
capitalism and war and like...
But what about the 1984? What is 1984?
I studied it last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a book about... and there's a movie as well.
Yeah.
And it's like... But it's called 1984, but it was written in 1948, so it's set in like the future, but for when it was written.
Yeah.
And it's all about a guy who like has heaps of sex, but then they're filming him.
Mm.
And then, but then, because he has heaps of sex, it's really cool. But it's also about like, it's about totalitarian states, and it's about the way that we use observation as a form of control, even when not being observed.
A little book you
and
might.
Three examples of that are in it the scene like, where can they I be honest d- with don't you? Know about the microphones. And in the final moment, after he has been brainwashed, and another example is...
I feel like you're...
You sound like a parrot right now.
Yeah, sound like you're just...
Sound like...
Regurgitating an essay you wrote last
to
year.
To me, it doesn't sound like you deeply understood and connected with the text.
A little book you should read, both of you, called Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, we studied that as well last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that as well.
We're in the same English class, man. Yeah. We all had to read it.
I didn't actually read it.
It was required reading.
Yeah, I didn't read it. Well, I just watched the movie.
No, I just looked up the footnotes.
I watched, did you guys watch what's the one with Kenneth Branagh? Kenneth Branagh and the...
Thor.
was that Thor? It wasn't Thor.
Thor.
No, we studied it in year eight. With Kenneth Branagh, Shakespeare. You Hamlet. Did a production of it.
Hamlet.
No, it was the one, the funny one. You were in a production of it. You played Kenneth Branagh's part.
Much Ado About Nothing.
It's actually really funny and interesting. And it's about
hilarious.
And it's about how when society structures romance and places expectations on people.
You're regurgitating again.
It doesn't sound like you've actually...
But go on.
Like, I'd like to know your actual opinion.
Yeah,
on
my
these
opinion
pieces.
Is that when they
closing your eyes like you're trying to remember something.
No. My opinion of the movie is that the choice to film on location creates a realistic filmic setting that contrasts with the theatrical language, thus enhancing the themes of the film. An example of that is in the garden scene.
It was good. I was waiting. I wanted an example, so that's really pictured. It's good.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'd love to stay and chat with you, cums, but I've got to go to one of my classes.
Did you know there's a word worse than fuck?
Yes.
Yes, I do, and I use it often.
Yeah.
But only in extremes. So I have to be pushed.
I don't know. What is it, cunt?
See, I don't use it frivolously. Like that. Sometimes people will push you and push you and push you to bring out the worst in you.
Yeah, I got
and
an then album they'll for you.
Let me
Meteora.
Finish. You think I don't know Meteora? I've become so numb, I can feel you there. Become so, well, so much more awake.
Have you heard the Jay-Z Collision Course album?
Yes, I have. Of course I have. I got 99 problems, but it ain't one. I would never say that word.
It's disrespectful.
I have to go to class.
Yeah, I've got to go. I'm off to visual art.
I might, I reckon I'm going to skip the rest of the day.
If you do, I will report you to the year 10 coordinator.
If you do, no, you seem like the right age to be a narc.
If you do, can you buy me some fish and chips and pass it through the fence?
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I'll give you the money for
it. It's a 20-minute walk away and I will need to carry them in my backpack. So the sweat, the crispiness.
They'll be soft mush.
It may be soft mush and I can't be blamed for that.
Can you give me a fresh, lean piece of salmon?
Yes, I can. Do you want me to grill it for you?
Yeah, get them to grill.
How do you want that cooked? Rare, medium rare?
Medium rare and two potato cakes.
Broden's going to the gym twice a week.
Yeah.
His brother-in-law is his personal trainer.
Well,
bye.
I'll see you motherfuckers later. Whoa.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.